Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 6, Day 38. Advance with new strength. So let's read from Psalm 12, verses 5 to 7. Because of the oppression of the weak and the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in the furnace of clay, purified seven times. O Lord, you will keep us safe and protect us from such people forever. Thought for reflection. God is our defender. We need to fight our battles of faith and conquer the doubts that entangle our minds, but God will fight and defend our reputation if necessary. This is not our responsibility. One of the toughest things about loving Jesus is that not everyone will like us. We will have to pay the price of being misunderstood and marginalized by friends, family, and even church. Especially when we were younger, at university, or just starting work, it is hard to live under the oppressive atmosphere of being ridiculed and maligned for our faith. But we need to stand straight and allow God to protect us and keep us safe. Find a hiding place in His protection and let Him speak on your behalf. I remember a young girl weeping with me after a Sunday service. She was the first Christian in her home and at age 17 was having a tough time. Her father was an alcoholic and her mum was pressured with a large family and unable to pay the bills. Now her daughter had become religious and this just seemed to add rather than relieve her mother's pressure. Why don't they like me now? I'm a much better person, but they seem to want me to go back to drinking and partying. They won't accept me, she cried. Her heart was broken as the more she had tried to serve her home and talk to them about Jesus, the more hostile the environment seemed to become. Then I explained to her that her witness had brought the light of God into her home and her family did not like this feeling of being exposed. I counseled her to stop trying to defend her actions and her faith, but instead just relax and live with them. A year later, I was back in this church and the girl came running with her mother beside her. It worked, she said. Her mother then explained that when she watched her daughter begin to live her faith in the home without fighting and arguing with them about Jesus, it began to convict her. Finally, she had a dream where Jesus asked her, "Why do you reject your daughter? Can't you see that she's happy?" So she decided to come to church and found Jesus too. I believe that God will defend us, but we need to lean into His protection and let Him speak on our behalf. So often these days, people have dreams or warnings and God communicates on our behalf. So relax, continue to carry His presence and let God defend you. So let us pray. Focus for confession. God, I thank you that you speak out on my behalf. You arise against all who malign me and you protect me. You know everything that happens and you hear the deep cry when I encounter injustice. Thank you, Father, that you can protect my reputation. Thank you that I can trust you to speak out at the right time. Father, I thank you that your words will be perfect in every situation. Thank you, Father, that you defend me against people who wound me with their words and actions. I am safe in you. Amen.